Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello people and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday the 11th of August 2010. And we are continuing with the seven deadly sins today. Our sin for today is all about greed. So it's going to be a really well-balanced show today because with the greed stuff, it depends on how you look at it as to whether it's something good or something bad. So we're going to take both perspectives and then I'm going to let you make up your own mind. But there'll be some reframing stuff in there. Nothing too technical, but definitely some new perspectives, perhaps, on the way that you'd previously thought about greed. And for all those of you who thought greed was good, perhaps you'll be hearing about why it's bad today. For all those of you who thought greed was bad, perhaps today you'll learn something about why greed is good. But let's start, as we do always, by taking a look at Hello People, the People Building newsletter, which went out today to all those of you who are subscribed to the newsletter. And if you're not already, the way to do it is to visit allthews.peoplebuilding.co.uk and click upon Get the Newsletter on the right-hand side. And get your free stuff that you get when you sign up to the newsletter, and then the newsletter every other Wednesday on the same day as this podcast. So here's what's on the menu for today. Well, that's quite exciting. I might leave that till last. In the Who We're Loving section, there's some nice stuff about EFT in there today, which I'm qualified in and never really use very much. I'm not too sure why. But basically EFT, it's called it's Emotional Freedom Technique, and it involves tapping on the meridian points throughout your body. So these are your acupuncture points. So as opposed to having to stick needles in them, you tap instead. So if you're interested in that, do take a look in the Who We're Loving section, because there is some extra information about that. And also something that you might be interested in, a nice product there too. The article today is all about broken bones and hypnosis, which is a story I think I've probably told on this podcast about basically using hypnosis for pain control, is the short version of that story. In the other news, there is an article there about a sex attacker who has been caught as a result of his victim having hypnotherapy 20 years later. An amazing story about how this young lady's courage has actually helped her to get somebody abusive off of the streets by the use of hypnosis. So a great use of that skill there. In our motivational quote, I'll share this with you because it ties in with the podcast for today. It's a quote about greed. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like Oompa Loompa Doompity Doo. Now, where do you think that's come from? That's going to eat away at your brain now until I tell you. I'll tell you already, it's from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And in our feedback section, will you be voting for us at the Podcast Awards this year? I don't think it's all that far away, so we might have to start some heavy promotion soon, and hopefully this year get ourselves into the right category so that we might just stand a chance, you never know. Just so you know, the download figures for this year so far are 156,192,000 downloads of the People Building Podcast. Kind of popular. But yes, the exciting news that I mentioned earlier is it's been a year since my book was launched. And because I badgered you all so much about it, I thought you might like a progress report. So in that 1 year, I've sold just under 1,000 copies. It has a 4-star rating on Amazon.co.uk and a 4.5 star rating on Amazon.com. Yay me! If you haven't got it already, then do visit Amazon. It is called Creating Trance and Hypnosis Scripts, and it's currently on discount if you'd like to get it there. Buy my book if you haven't already done so. So yes, that's the coverage there of the People Building newsletter. Other news that I need to tell you about, other exciting news, is it's only a short while now until I am training the NLP for Kids licensees. In fact, by the next time I speak to you, oh no, is that correct? Is that true? That can't be right. Yes, it is right. By the next time I speak to you, I'll have 6 licensees with any luck. Gosh. So, yes, that's exciting. So the NLP for Kids stuff is taking over the world. And I've seen the hard copies of their manuals today, and they look amazing. And we've got lots of video stuff on discs, and the discs look amazing. So it's very exciting. And that website's going to be totally finished off soon, thank goodness. It's been a long work in progress. So yeah, that's exciting and a little bit terrifying, actually. Didn't realise it was creeping up on me quite that fast. But hey, I love training, so it'll be a blast. We'll have a lovely time, I'm quite sure. And if you want to be around for the next NLP for Kids licensee training, head on over to that website, the nlpforkids.org website. Get yourself signed up to the newsletter, because I'll always pop any reminders in there about webinars and things. And also, you can listen to the most recent copy of the webinar, which is quite useful because it's pretty much the same webinar every single time. It's just that it's nice for you to come along so that if you have any questions, then you can get those answered on the day. And so lastly, before we get cracking onto our topic for the day, I guess it would be a good idea for me to remind you, because I know some of you might have forgotten, about some of the interactive stuff that People Building has for you. So first off, remember that all the podcasts, all the video podcasts, all the articles, all of the news that we publish on the website, you can you can contribute to those simply by visiting the website, finding the relevant article, feed, podcast, whatever, and in the bottom of that page there'll be a section where you can comment on that particular item. You can also give it a star rating out of 5, and you can add your details on there. Lots and lots more of you are doing this now, and there was an article that went out a couple of weeks ago, which was the one about do we ever really change, which people got really excited about. We had loads of, I think we had a couple of meaty comments added to that one. So do that, because that's what it's there for. It's there for you to kind of share and to add your contribution as well. Also remember that you can keep in touch via Twitter. It's HypnoGem, and it's also HypnoGem for Facebook. Loads of you are now totally interactive on Facebook, and are kind of posting comments and stuff every day. And last of all, we did have our People Building Members webinar just a couple of weeks ago, which was an absolute blast. So if you are not already onto the membership, listen out for the ads that's coming up a bit later. It will tell you all about how you can get involved, and then you can also qualify to come along for the members webinar. Listen in. You can wire up a microphone so that you can actually join in, so that we can converse with each other. And then, even if you can't make it, I'll still send you a link to the recording anyway, plus all the other bits and pieces that go with it. But all of those details will be coming up a little bit later. But for now, it's time for us to look at greed. So, greed is the desire for material wealth or gain, ignoring the realm of the spiritual. Here is what greed is from a biological perspective. Greed isn't the product of our forebrain's logical, deductive, cognitive, emotive process. In fact, the greed impulse originates in the primitive fear center in the amygdala and related reptilian parts of the brain. If we're going to curb greed, then we must first admit that we all possess the greed bug. Unless we shine the light on reason and higher awareness directly at this selfish reactionary pattern of the human mind, there's no hope of changing it, because significant change always starts from within. And that's actually from John Selby of the Huffington Post, from a snippet of an article that he had written there. Now, because we've obviously gone down the seven deadly sins route, but in particular with greed, there does seem to be a real strong spiritual element, spiritual connection with this one, in that the decision as to whether greed is right or wrong quite often is influenced by religion or morals or both. So it seemed only right to include some of that here today. So this comes from, now I think this is pronounced Ezoftek, but I'm going to spell it for you just to be on the safe side. Ezoftech.com. This is a website all about different religions, moral stories, narratives, prophet stories, anecdotes. And in this section, it's all about Islamic sayings on greed. And this is a story, this is a greed story called The Emperor and the Beggar. And this is how it goes. An emperor was coming out of his palace for his morning walk when he met a beggar. He asked the beggar, "What do you want?" The beggar laughed and said, "You are asking me as though you can fulfill my desire." The emperor was offended. He said, "Of course I can fulfill your desire. What is it? Just tell me." And the beggar said, "Think twice before you promise anything." The beggar was no ordinary beggar. So he insisted, "I will fulfill anything you ask. I am a very powerful emperor. What can you possibly desire that I cannot give to you?" The beggar said, "It's a very simple desire. You see this begging bowl? Can you fill it with something?" The emperor said, "Of course." He called one of his viziers and told him, "Fill this man's begging bowl with money." The vizier went and got some money and poured it into the bowl and disappeared. And he poured more and more, but the moment he would pour it, it would disappear. And the begging bowl always remained empty. The whole palace gathered. By and by the rumour went through the whole capital, and a huge crowd gathered. The prestige of the emperor was at stake. He said to his viziers, "If the whole kingdom is lost, I'm ready to lose it, but I cannot be defeated by this beggar." Diamonds and pearls and emeralds, his treasures were becoming empty. The begging bowl seemed to be bottomless. Everything that was put into it, everything, immediately disappeared and went out of existence. Finally, it was the evening, and the people were standing there in utter silence. The emperor dropped at the feet of the beggar and admitted his defeat. He said, "Just tell me one thing. You are victorious, but before you leave, just fulfill my curiosity. What is the begging bowl made of?" The beggar laughed and said, "It is made up of the human mind. There is no secret. It is simply made up of human desire. This understanding transforms life. Go into one desire. What is the mechanism of it? First, there is great excitement, great thrill, adventure. Something is going to happen. You're on the verge of it. And then you have your chariot and your palace and all the diamonds in the world. Suddenly, all of it is meaningless again. What happens? Your mind has dematerialized it. The chariot is standing in the driveway, but there is no excitement anymore. The excitement was only in getting it. You became so drunk with the desire that you forgot your inner nothingness. Now the desire is fulfilled. The chariot in the driveway, the diamonds in your very hands. Again the excitement disappears. Again, the emptiness is there, ready to eat you up. Again, you have to create another desire to escape this yawning abyss. That's how one moves from one desire to another desire. That's how one remains a beggar. In reality, it is truly you who is the beggar. Your whole life proves it again and again. Every desire frustrates. And when the goal is achieved, you will need another desire. The day you understand that desire as such is going to fail, comes the turning point in your life. I am content with all my Lord, the Most High, has provided me. So perhaps that particular perspective supports the idea that sometimes not getting what you want can be an amazing stroke of luck. Because let's face it, if you have to go without, do you learn more? Does it make you more resourceful to have experienced lack than it does to have experienced having everything you ever wanted or needed? Okay, so there's perspective number one. Now try this one on for size. Greed is good. Embrace it. Love it. Live it. In fact, greed may be the one thing that can save us. Greed is good not just for your own life, but for others as well. By elevating your life, you can radically elevate your family's life, your community, and yes, even the world. Mother Teresa was greedy. She had an unquenchable thirst for serving the poorest of the poor. Missionaries are greedy in their quest to spread their religious beliefs. You just need to get greedy. You need to focus so intently on what it is you want that your desire seeps out of your pores. But not all greed is created equal. The greed that nearly brought the world economy to a screeching halt is disgusting. The greed that led millions of hard-working people around the world to losing their jobs is not good greed. You can and must be greedy without exploiting others. The problem is not that we're too greedy, it's that we're not greedy enough. Our problem is that we are plagued by not caring, wanting, or being voracious enough in the pursuit of our own goals. The solution? Stop putting yourself last and stop sacrificing your goals and dreams. Any successful entrepreneur is greedy. They have an insatiable desire to see their product come to the market. They want to see their invention in the hands of as many people as possible. They want their book to hit the New York Times bestseller list. They will do whatever it takes to achieve their goal. They will stay up later and get up earlier. They'll say no more often. Want to lose weight? Put yourself first. Schedule time on your calendar to exercise and don't cancel for anything. Don't let others get in the way of your goal. But I'm not simply wishful. I am greedy. Nothing is going to get in the way of better health. By focusing on yourself and elevating your own life, you are then best able to transform the lives of others. Self-focused is not selfish. Self-focused is selfless. You learn this every time you get on a plane. Put on your own mask before helping others. Now that article is by Robert Pagliani, and he was writing for a news website called moneywatch.com. So, in summary, give with greed, love, and certainty. That's what one of my teachers once told me. So it's about not thinking about what you can get, but what you can give in order to then gain. Because if you look something up called tithing, look that up. It's all to do with that giver's gain idea. It's the kind of circle of life, which I know is very Lion King, but it's about things kind of coming back round to you once again. If you give out, then it comes back to you tenfold. So if you want something, don't just think about how you can go out there and get it. Think about how you can give back in order to get what you actually do want. That's the best summary I can give you, because I think this is a very personal one, and I think you need to make your own choice up. But my choice, greed is good. So on that note, let's have a look at one of our hypnosis scripts that I'm sharing with you today. This particular one is called Motivation to Exercise, and I just want to share with you a snippet from the end of that particular script. It says, "Now drift away from that image and just listen to the sound of my voice. My voice will drift with you wherever you go, and wherever you go, my voice will go with you. You see, the difference between failures and successful people is that successful people do not believe their own excuses. They do not believe their own excuses. Have you ever felt so committed to something? Perhaps a new relationship, which despite everyone else telling you it wouldn't work, you went ahead and did it anyway. Or perhaps you really set your mind on achieving something, so much so that you visualized yourself doing it really well and really easily. Like imagining yourself doing a job that you've applied for and really want to get. And maybe you can remember a feeling of certainty. Like when you know that you're right about something, and no matter how much anyone argues with you or tells you you're wrong, you know with absolute certainty that you're right. Can you remember all those feelings? Did you ever have something happen, like an emergency, where you had to act now, without even really giving yourself time to think? Just do it. Get on with it. Right now. Take the required action, and just do it." So that is from Leverage for Motivation to Exercise. It is available, of course, on the People Building website as a hypnosis script and audio, and also to download in MP3 version directly from the iTunes store. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be doing a little bit of feedback from our friends in Listenerland.
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
Okay, so here is the feedback from you. From David, "I had a dear Gemma, I attended an NLP practitioner course a year ago, and I've not used it since because I unfortunately lost my belief in it. For instance, certain parts of the theories on our use of language and its link to our representational systems are a load of you-know-what. Nevertheless, I've recently taken an interest in NLP again in order to try and work on myself on my various issues. So finding your podcast the other day looks like it should prove to have been a great find. Thanks. You're welcome. Sue got in touch and said, I wanted to email you and thank you for your last podcast. I always enjoy the podcasts and find them useful, but the last one seemed to have arrived with some sort of providence or guidance. I work in a situation where I have two layers of management above me and one layer of staff beneath me. I have one person who is equal to me. Not that she believes she is. She's bipolar with narcissism thrown in for good measure. Add into this the fact that I'm perimenopausal, and I won't mention Rach there, Sue. Well, this is okay whilst I feel able to cope, but having had PMT for 2 weeks, I've now lost it. I've had very little sleep. I'm extremely stressed and very, very angry. So your podcast hit the spot exactly. I look forward to being able to buy the full version of the Dealing with Narcissism item. I have to have it for MP3. So you can't buy it from iTunes. Yes, Sue, you can. They download as MP3s from iTunes. Anyhow, she says, thanks and keep up the good work. And then she also wished me good luck for the London to Brighton cycle ride. And she said, think of the sexy thighs you'll have after it. I never really got that. Achy thighs, not really sexy ones. Jeff said, thank you for your continued work on the podcast, even with all the work of building the new website, which looks great, by the way. I really appreciated that extra tip you had recently on anger management, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you find on sleep. So guys, if you like the anger management show, then make sure that you've also listened to the one of the Seven Deadly Sins one, all about wrath, because that's also to do with anger. Joey said, love your podcast, you are great. Could you do a podcast and stay in focus whilst under stressful situations? I work in IT and often find when I'm put in a stressful situation, for example, when a server goes down, my mind races and I speak really fast and the simple solution to the problem escapes me. Can you help? Joey, if we haven't done something on that already, I'm sure we will. And Laura said, hi Gemma, I've been listening lately to your audio podcast. I really like it. I would love to get subscription to the video one. Thank you very much. So yeah, the video podcast, remember you can only subscribe to that and get the stuff that goes with it by sending me an email, gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk, and let me know that you want to sign up for the video podcast. Otherwise, you can see it on YouTube. You can see it on iTunes now as well, but you just won't get the special link in there. And lastly, Frank got in touch and said, thanks so much for letting me know about an audio that I'd sent to him, I think. I've listened to a couple of your podcasts on iTunes in the last few days. They are extremely motivational and inspirational. Well done on what you are doing and have achieved. What a star you are. Cheers from Frank. And Frank is going to be one of our NLP for Kids licensees, so that's very exciting. And we'll be seeing him in just a couple of weeks, as I mentioned earlier. So, coming up next, we have information about the People Building Membership Club. Listen in to what's coming up next, and then I'll be back in just a jiffy with a nice section of relaxation. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD, with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so we've now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is now time for you to comfortably relax. And you can close your eyes just as soon as you're ready to close your eyes. And rest comfortably there, drawing attention to your breathing. Breathing becoming slow, deep, rhythmic. With each breath, relaxing you more, taking you deeper and deeper into pleasant, comfortable relaxation. And as your body relaxes, so does your mind. And as your mind relaxes, just notice those easy, peaceful feelings. Warm, comfortable feelings. Feelings that not only relax you, but let you know everything is going to be okay. Everything will work out just as it should do. Because no matter what you believe, there is some greater power than yourself. Ensuring your safety, ensuring your learning, and as you are learning, you are listening to the messages I give you, all of which are for your complete and total benefit and well-being. And as you're listening, you are learning in many new and wonderful ways. And the more you're relaxing, the more peace there is. You can be certain of that. Your relaxation is creating greater peace a more tranquil intention in just the same way that whatever you do, whatever efforts you make, the reaction ripples like a pebble on a still pond. Those ever-decreasing circles, everything coming back round, the transmissions sent further and wider than you could have ever expected. And that's why you want to do your best to make your greatest efforts. That awareness, it's not just about you, isn't it? Always better to know the real impact of your achievements. And so, in your quest to seek happiness, love, and fulfillment, realizing the real potential in what you do beyond yourself, having a far greater, far more profound impact than you had ever imagined. And when you've learned how best to help yourself, feeling calm within your own mind, then you are most suitably equipped to help others too. And in helping others, in being your very best, you banish all bad greed, all negativity. negative emotion . All worry and anxiety gone. When you're living at your highest possible standard, everything is getting better. You getting better. You improving. Your mind improving. More and more every day. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1, and when I reach 1, it will be time for you to be fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now, feeling bright and breezy, wide awake and alert. Good work, everybody. So our next show is going to be on Wednesday, the 25th of August, and our topic that day will be, hang on, I need to find it. It's one other deadly sin, and it is the sin, our final sin, of sloth. Basically, laziness. Sloth is the avoidance of physical or spiritual work. So we're going to have you up and moving and motivated as a result of that show on Wednesday the 25th of August. In between then, I've got so much going on. It's going to be a crazy couple of weeks. So I look forward to speaking to you all in 2 weeks' time, or seeing you in the next video podcast. If you're not signed up already, just email gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Do keep in touch. Let me know if you're loving the show, because I need to keep pumping out that feedback and spreading the word of the good work that we do on the People Building Podcast. So I look forward to speaking to you all in 2 weeks' time. Have a great couple of weeks, and goodbye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.